Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrutori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the daily financial services news wrap this Friday, July 25th, 2025. First off, promising prospects in the Australian financial landscape brought to you by Vanguard's recent research. As it stands, nearly a quarter of our household financial assets are in low-yielding cash and deposits. Now picture this, just a tiny redirection of 10% of these savings could potentially pump an astounding $185 billion into our capital markets. This whole scenario can become a reality with swift reforms, which includes integrating financial advice into our financial products, introduction of auto enrollment in savings plans, tax incentives for savers, and default investment schemes. The flip side, trust. More than half of Australians are yet to put their faith in the financial services industry, a significant challenge that needs addressing. By improving regulatory frameworks and promoting market participation, it appears we may be on the brink of unlocking billions worth of Australia's economic potential. Meanwhile, in the superannuation sector, Cbus CEO Christian Falk openly addressed the operational shortcomings they faced in processing death benefits and TPD claims. Remedial measures were initiated internally even before media and regulatory ears picked up on the issue. Recognizing their non-financial impact, Cbus has acknowledged the problems and compensated the affected members accordingly. In a notable attempt to avoid future pitfalls and improve customer service, Cbus is embracing digitization. This revamp, backed by MUFG, is ensuring a streamlined operation that progressively balances cost with regulatory requirements. Meanwhile, despite Deputy CEO Marianne Walker's resignation and other organizational changes, Cbus remains unwavered in its commitment to enhancing member services and moving forward together with TAL and MUFG. On another front, Chartered Accountants ANZ has raised its voice to the ATO, calling for an extension of its vulnerability framework to self-managed superannuation fund, or SMSF, trustees. This framework, currently under consultation, aims to assist those burdened by health, disability, or socioeconomic challenges. CAANZ advocates broadening the concept of vulnerable taxpayer to cover small businesses and SMSFs too, stressing their economic role and need for support. The ATO is now set to utilize this input to enhance the inclusivity of its framework. And last but not least, ASIC, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, is diving into an investigation of the debt management and credit repair sector. The investigation stems from concerns over firms that potentially worsen the financial hardships of vulnerable consumers through contract failures, breaches of agreement, and overcharging. Indeed, numerous legal actions have already been taken against such firms, who reportedly caused significant consumer harm. As the industry now falls under tighter regulation, ASIC is on the mission to ensure compliance and protect consumers. We look forward to their findings next year, which would hopefully cast a better light on industry operations. And that wraps up our financial services news for today. Remember, for your needs in insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, stay connected with Financial Services Online at financialservicesonline.com.au. Tune in tomorrow for more news and insights in the sector. Thank you and have a great day, Australia.